This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin held the door open Wednesday for expanding the areas in Ukraine under its control following the absorption of four Ukrainian regions that Ukraine and its Western allies dismissed as fraudulent. Speaking in a conference call with reporters, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that, quote, certain territories will be reclaimed and we will keep consulting residents who would be eager to embrace Russia, end quote. Russian troops abandoned a key Ukrainian city so rapidly that they left bodies of their comrades in the streets. The scene offered more evidence Tuesday of Moscow's latest military defeat. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced it would provide an additional $625 million in military aid to Ukraine, including more of the advanced rocket systems credited with helping Ukraine's military momentum. Speaking at the European Parliament plenary session in Strasbourg, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc will support Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Now it's the time to keep track, to help the Ukrainians to face down the invader. A strong and steadfast Europe, that will only be the only way to stop Putin. This is the moment to stay the course and to signal again to our Ukrainian friends, we stay by your side as long as it takes.
A Swedish member of the European Parliament lopped off her hair during a speech in the EU Assembly in solidarity with anti-government demonstrations in Iran. The protests were ignited by the death in morality police custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. The Iraqi-born parliament member said, quote, until the women of Iran are free, we are going to stand with you, end quote. And then she took a pair of scissors and cut off her ponytail. This is VOA News. A famine could be declared in Somalia within weeks, affecting hundreds of thousands of people in two of the country's worst drought-affected areas and in displacement camps. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Such a declaration is rare and a sign of the dire consequences from the worst drought in decades in the Horn of Africa. Mohamed Ahmed Durie and his family left their seaside city on the northern edge of Somalia to escape drought and hunger. He tells the AP, if you walk some distance out here, you'll see lots of bones, lots of animal bones piled on top of each other. He adds, what's happening to us is severe drought and political instability. We're appealing to the international NGOs to assist with shelter, food to eat, and water to drink. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will likely visit Australia to meet his counterpart, Anthony Albanese, later this month, public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday. They are expected to confirm cooperation between the two nations over issues such as security, according to the report. The U.S.'s gross national debt has surpassed $31 trillion, according to a Treasury report released Tuesday that logs America's daily finances. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Edging closer to the statutory ceiling of roughly $31.4 trillion, an artificial cap Congress placed on the U.S. government's ability to borrow, the debt numbers hit an already tenuous economy facing high inflation, rising interest rates, and a strong U.S. dollar. And while U.S. President Joe Biden has touted his administration's deficit reduction efforts this year and recently signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which attempts to tame 40-year high price increases caused by a variety of economic factors, economists say the latest debt numbers are a cause for concern. The Congressional Budget Office earlier this year released a report on America's debt load, warning in its 30-year outlook that if unaddressed, the debt will soon spiral upward to new highs that could ultimately imperil the U.S. economy. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
American actor Alec Baldwin and producers for the Western movie Rust have reached a settlement with the estate of the movie's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. Deadline reported on Wednesday, citing a statement from Hutchins' husband. She was shot dead on set during filming last year. As part of the deal, Hutchins said that he will become executive producer of the movie and that it will resume filming in January. Baldwin and others could face criminal charges over Hutchins' death, a New Mexico prosecutor said in September. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.